With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born May 17th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Although America first met him through such wholesome family fare as Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos, we grew to love him for his dark and twisted brand of stand-up comedy, and over the years, he's become a true friend, and now you can listen to his podcast, Bob Saget's Here For You, on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and more. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Bob Saget.
Whatever happened to the victim?
We have two parallel, like two friendships. I feel like we have this on-air friendship too, but I'm talking to you this weekend. Did you know you were on the show today, Bob?
Yes, I did, but not till the last minute. I'm on the radio tour, and then I just went, oh, because we and I were texting, and when we texted, I didn't know that you were on the tour.
No, so I didn't either.
It was... No, it's hilarious.
Yeah, this, I always feel like there's two friendships going on here, which I'm always happy to have you on the show. You kidding me? It makes the show 10 times better. But I'm like, it's so weird that we were texting back and forth this weekend, and then Tuesday you're on the show, and I'm like, why wouldn't we have talked about that? And I realized, I didn't know about it.
And I kept thinking, too, that when I'm able to tour and come back to Kansas City, when we see each other, it's going to make it all that much sweeter.
No doubt.
This downtime, you really do find out who your friends are, and you find out, you know, priority.
Yeah, and, absolutely. No doubt.
If I can just stop yelling at the TV, I'll be fine.
Dude, I get home, and I'm like, there cannot be any news. It cannot be. I get enough news during this, and then I'm done with news by the time 10 a.m. comes.
I hit my wall. I really did. I just couldn't take it anymore. And I had just built it just to keep out the neighbors, but...
But you did, by the way.
My walls, but I'll be in a cell. But
this podcast,
this is something that you're so good at what you do, and the funny part about what you do is people call you. But with my podcast, it's like it because of how it's set up. I desperately call people to talk to them.
But they love it.
And then I have guests that I love. I just had Bill Maher, and next Monday I have Josh Groban, and I call people on Thursday, and I had Lawrence O'Donnell last week. You know, it just keeps going. I talked to Jim Jeffries yesterday. It'll be on in about, I guess, a week after next, and that was filthy, so I have to be very careful.
How is Jim? I knew Jim when he was first started, and then, of course, he got so huge that we don't see him as often. But I was like, man, I hope he's all right, because he's one of those guys, like, you can sense it. It wouldn't take a lot for him to go spinning off the rails.
No, he's not at all. He's incredibly centered more than ever.
Good.
In fact, after recording yesterday, he was like, come over. We have salmon. Come on over. And I'm like, I don't think I can come over. It's late, and I have to get up for a radio tour. Radio tour for your podcast? Why don't I have one of those?
Yeah, dude, he's great.
He's just funny. He's got a new NBC show that when this is over, he'll be able to get back to
it.
His last special just came out on Netflix. It's really strong. And I think he's more thoughtful in what he's doing than ever before. So I really like him.
Well, he
I've
was
known him a bunch for years.
So fearless. So fearless. Jim Jeffries, like, you look at freedom and just some of the topics he tackled at such a time. I was like, dude, you are George Carlin channeled right now. You are facing that firing squad. And, it's especially being just even as simple as being British. And then speaking about American culture makes you such a target. And he just fearless and funny, thought-provoking, irritating, like everything a great thing should be. And
the newest one that just came out, he does what, you know, he goes back to old school, and the last 10 minutes is about pee and poo. So, you know, that's a man after my own heart.
Right?
So
Tom Papa, you guys, not surprising. Not Tom Papa and you not surprising your friends.
Well, it's funny, Tom Papa, I might be doing stand-up with him on tomorrow night, so I'm planning to do it. It's going to be only 15 people in a couple thousand square foot studio, and he sets it up, and I'm excited about it. I'm just going to play probably a song about my dog, because that's, you know, when he passed away, because that's uplifting compared to what's going on. That's the good news. But the good news is your dog died.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know things are bad when that's the good news.
Dude, it's but it's like Joel
McHale. How's it going there? How are cases there? What's the latest?
No, we're pretty good. I mean, we had a slight uptick, but people, you know, we're really lucky. We are a major city, more than a million, and while, you know, there's the bumps and the bruises along the way, the majority, when I see what's happening in other cities, I'm super glad to live here, man. We have, you know, there's a little infighting. There's a little bit of this and that. But overall, man, we never see the stuff you see in the Chicago's and New York City and just some of the rougher places, man, the Oaklands and the Portlands and just the super unrest. There's a little more relaxed here. You know, people are trying to do their best. It's Kansas City. It's always been its own anomaly.
Yeah, and that's why I love it. I love it. And you know, to see people going at each other is just so incredibly painful, and not to be able to at least open a conversation.
Oh, that's it.
And we desperately need that.
Well,
so people can be peaceful with each other.
Sometimes the idea occurred to me. I was like, man, when did knowledge become offensive?
I know, but a lot of times people aren't using knowledge from no matter what side you're coming from, no matter what, and I hate that there's sides.
Right.
It's not all-star wrestling, you know? And politics shouldn't be like that. They used to, I mean, be in the room where it happened. And yes, it was always anger throughout history, but people did come and talk, and life changed. But I think COVID can be cured just by Kansas City barbecue. I actually believe that.
You know, it's a good chance. Oklahoma Joe's, or now it's just, what is it now? It's just called Joe's. It was a breakup.
That's the gas station, right?
Yeah, so good. And then Q39, of course, you always have your classics.
Eating barbecue in a gas station.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen there.
Next to a liquor store. I used to live two blocks from there.
Oh, my God. I'd never leave that place.
It was so good. I would wake up out of a dead sleep.
I would just stay there till they medevac me out.
Till they got to take a window out and crane you out like an Oprah special.
I'd probably blow the windows out the way I eat.
It'd be so good. And everything is good with you, your girl, everything, your family, everybody's fine, the kids?
Things are good. Things are good. My wife's in Chicago right now because she decided she had enough of me. So she's never seen her niece. She's visiting her niece.
Nice.
And her connection with me, our longest conversations, is her listening to my podcast. So.
I went
with Bill Maher, and she said, honey, that's not what you told me you thought about religiously. I said, no, but I was talking to Bill, so I was just kind of going there. And she's like, well, okay. So it's, you talk to Bill Maher, and you have to, you better have your information available. He's a quite bright guy, no matter how you view him. I appreciate some of the stuff.
See, that's exactly how I feel about Bill Maher. I don't agree with everything, but he is so informed and so together and so consistent that I like watching him. I can get well past, like, if I feel like, well, I don't agree with that, or that makes me feel a certain way. I'm like, it doesn't matter, because at least I know, I feel like I'm getting a full representation. He's pretty quick at being able to back up pretty clearly anything he's saying.
He's a rarity, because I can listen to anyone of any belief system if their IQ is high enough and if they're informed and they're not just making up, well, I heard this and I heard that.
Right.
And, you know, I just drank a gallon of gasoline and I've cured myself.
Look, man, everybody should check this out. Bob Saget's here for you on Apple, Spotify, all the places. Bob Saget's here for you. And it is a great podcast, guys. In your cars, you know, when you're headed somewhere, when you want to hear this, it's really, I'm amazed at how natural it came to you. I mean, and really fast, man. You're obviously a great entertainer, but you know, podcasting is new to you. So I was,
yeah, it's broadcasting, and I kind of started doing that when I was on the CBS Morning News before Full House. So it was kind of my roots in a way, but gotcha. This is something that I really love, and it's communicating with people almost in a stand-up capacity.
Yeah.
It's much more intimate. You know what it is. You're so great at it. And that's why, damn, I can't wait to be in studio with you.
No, I know. I can't wait to see you. Look, I know you're going station to station. We got short time today, but everybody, Bob Saget's here for you. Apple, Spotify, all the platforms. But anytime, Bob, I love you, and I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm really happy for you. It's really good, man.
And you know how it works. You guys always call, and I go, okay, I'll call tomorrow. So we'll talk soon.
Yep.
And I'll be texting. You'll send me a picture with some guy with a rocket up his butt. So
the great Bob Saget.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.